It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
And good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, in past years, we have always focused a Motherlode Views radio show on graduating high school seniors this time of year and the opportunities and challenges facing the younger residents in the community. We had some logistical challenges in pulling that off during the past couple of years because of the COVID pandemic, but we're very pleased to bring it back again this year. We are joined in the studio by a panel of graduating seniors. We have four with us today. From Sonora High School, we have Emily Orpert and Elijah Yee, and from Somerville, we have Maddie Knobloch and Wyatt Frankenstein. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm going to start first kind of going around the table where you can introduce yourself a little bit and talk about yourself and maybe about if you know what your plans are for next year. And I'll start first with the Sonora High students and Emily Orpert.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Emily Orpert. I am a graduating senior and I plan to go to the cosmetology school at Sonora High and get a degree in business.
Very good. And Elijah Yee.
Good morning, everyone. I plan on graduating and continuing my studies at San Diego State to pursue a business degree.
Going down to Southern California.
Yep.
Very good. And we'll go over to our Somerville students, starting with Maddie Knobloch.
Hello, my name is Maddie Knobloch. I am a senior at Somerville High, and I plan to move out to Indiana and attend the University of Notre Dame. I don't know exactly what I'm going to study yet, but I hope to figure that out once I'm there a little bit more.
And Wyatt Frankenstein.
My plans after high school are to go to the University of Arizona. My current major is biology, but that could change when I'm down there.
Lots of time to make up your mind, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear about what your plans are for next year. And, you know, I'm going to start the conversation here with the Sonora High students again. And again, there are no right or wrong answers. Kind of the goal of the show is to kind of get a little snapshot of what's going on in student life and challenges and opportunities facing younger residents. So going back over to Emily Orpert, we'll start out first. And yeah, I'm curious about the COVID-19 experience. It was a unique situation with distance learning, then a return to school. You know, how would you kind of look back on that and kind of describe that whole situation?
I would say it was difficult not seeing my friends, and it happened right around where I was trying to get my license, so I couldn't get my license and I couldn't hang out with friends. But I adjusted very well to distance learning. It didn't really play a factor into how I got my studies done, so I wouldn't say that affected me tremendously, but more of the social aspect, because I'm very extroverted. I need to be around people a lot, so I think it hurt me more there. But overall, it was a hard time trying to adjust, not seeing everyone and being home all the time.
Elijah Yee, how about you? Memories from the COVID experience?
You know, I think the most difficult part was not being able to participate in sports. And when you're able to, you were only allowed to participate in only one sport, actually. So you had to choose what you wanted to devote your time to. And even then, there was restrictions regarding the sport, like for basketball. Like, it was cool we got to persevere, and we were playing outside. We didn't get to go in our own gym, so it was a little bit difficult, but yeah.
So was that up until senior year this year, too? Was it you had to pick one sport, or was it back to normal this year?
It was back to normal this year, thank God.
Okay.
But yeah.
So what are the sports that you participated in this year?
I played just basketball this year.
I used
to play tennis, but
okay.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for the COVID, you think you would have maybe looked into some other sports?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
I think so.
How about Maddie Knobloch, moving over to our Somerville students? You know, what was your kind of memories from the COVID experience?
Well, I just remember waking up, and instead of going to school, I would just log on to Zoom every day. And I think that was the hardest part for me. Like, I don't think I was ever really depressed or anything like that, but those moments were definitely the saddest moments. Like, in high school, I think, just waking up and not being able to see my friends and just literally logging onto a computer for school is definitely not the same. I didn't have the same quality of learning that I did when school was in person, obviously. Obviously, teachers tried their best, but there's only so much you can do through a screen, and it's definitely not the same at all. And so I think that was the hardest part for me, was just waking up in the morning, and instead of getting ready for school, all I had to do was really open my laptop, and it was not fun at all.
So was it weird going then back to class, or was that kind of more of a celebration?
That was more of a celebration for me. I know some kids actually really like distance learning because they would just turn their camera off on Zoom, and then they can just do whatever they want instead of being in class on Zoom. But for me, I really wanted to learn, and I wanted to get back to school because I was taking a few AP classes, and learning those online was virtually impossible. So I was really thankful when we got to go back in person.
And going over to Wyatt Frankenstein, what were your kind of memories from COVID?
Yeah, banking off of a lot of what everybody else has said, just like, you know, going on the screen every day, and like, you're not even really like making memories at school anymore with your friends. You're kind of just like the same routine every day, just logging on to your Zoom and just turning in assignments by a certain due date. You're not really learning anything. You're kind of just writing stuff down you're finding on the internet and turning it in. So like, you weren't really like learning as much. It was harder to retain the information, so that was tough. And like Elijah said, the sports, you know, I've been a three-sport athlete every year, so it's like tough to not be able to do those sports in that, during that period. And even when they said, okay, you can do your sports, usually it was just going out in the heat and running. You know, you can't pass a ball around, anything like that. So it like severely restricted what we could do. And I didn't get to play the winter sport that year because, you know, the pandemic happened around March. And going into, you know, winter and stuff like that, or coming right after winter. And then we had to play spring season of football, but it was very short. It wasn't as long. And it just, I don't know, it didn't really feel right, you know? Like, your school year just got, like, screwed over and stuff like that. And now they're like, oh, 2 weeks before spring break, we get to leave. You know, it was exciting at first. And then when everybody saw on the internet that it wasn't getting better, and you're like, well, okay, I guess the school year's over. And it was just kind of weird, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was, like, an unsettling kind of feeling. But, yeah, like Maddie said, coming back to school was a really good thing for me because I miss seeing my friends every day and stuff like that. Like I said, making memories. And then class isn't as bad as people think, you know? Kind of like you don't know what you have until you lose it. School wasn't as bad, in my opinion. I enjoy it for the most part. It's not too hard, but yeah, I would say not making memories with friends anymore was a big struggle for me.
Well, go over to back to Sonora High School, and I'll start with Elijah Yee on this one. You know, what would you say are kind of some of the more common things that students and younger people like yourself like to do for fun?
I think going to the lake and practicing on sports, like if you could find someone to work with or work out with, makes it pretty enjoyable. You know, finding just another hobby, is same people, they stick to the same hobbies all the time, and it might not be as enjoyable. Finding new ones out here is a lot to do, so.
Mm-hmm. How about Emily Orpert? Same question. What would you say are kind of a lot of the main things that people your age like to do for fun?
I would say a lot of the times, I think most kids go to like lookouts. Like that's something a lot of kids do. It, just look at a pretty sunset. I love to be outdoors. So any hiking, going to the lake, like Eli said, and probably sitting at sunsets with friends.
Maddie Knobloch, how about you?
Well, kind of bouncing off with what Emily said, I really like going out hiking with my friends. My friends and I just went to Kennedy Meadows a week or two ago, and it was super fun. We went on a hike. I think a lot of kids our age like to be outside, especially in the area we live in. We're very lucky to be in such a beautiful place. And so I think a lot of kids our age actually take advantage of that, even though we always hear the phrase, like, get off your phones or whatever. I think a lot of us around here actually get out quite a bit and go outside and do a lot of that stuff.
Wyatt Frankenstein, same question.
Yeah, similar to what Elijah said, is my buddies, like, we like to go swimming a lot and stuff like that, you know, because it gets pretty hot up here in the summer and stuff like that in the spring. Don't get a ton of rainfall, so swimming was always fun for us. And then I noticed a lot of people in the area got into, like, weightlifting right around the pandemic and stuff like that. Like, people going to gym all the time, like you said, lifting weights to get better at sports. And some people took the weightlifting to the next level where they didn't want to do sports anymore. They just kept lifting weights. So, I mean, that was a hobby I saw a lot of people pick up during the pandemic, but yeah, it's just, I would say a lot of people just like to hang out with other people in this town. A lot of people are, like how Emily said earlier, extroverted. You know, they want to be around people, interact with people, making memories, stuff like that, wherever they're at. But people, I think, just enjoy each other's company. So they just get together on the weekends and stuff like that.
We need to take a quick break. We're getting a snapshot of student life with a panel of graduating seniors on this weekend's Motherlode Views. From Somerville, we have Maddie Knobloch and Wyatt Frankenstein. And from Sonora High, Emily Orpert and Elijah Yee. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.